This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Taliban delegation traveled to Moscow and held talks with Russian officials Friday, a week after the United States abruptly called off a year-long peace dialogue with the insurgent group over U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan. AP's Julie Walker.
The visit marks an interesting development, given that the insurgent group made Moscow its first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban as a safeguard against a burgeoning Islamic State affiliate closely linked to the terrorist group, the Islamic Movement of Afghanistan. I'm Julie Walker.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan warned that India's recent actions concerning the disputed region of Kashmir will give rise to extremism among Muslims in India and around the world. He also indirectly criticized some Muslim governments that only openly supported Indian actions in Kashmir or hardly said anything at all. Kashmir is India's only Muslim-majority region. In August, after India changed its laws on Kashmir, ending the territory's special status and depriving the region of relative autonomy, the ambassador of the United Arab Emirates in Delhi issued a statement in favor of that move. Chinese state agency says that Beijing will lift punitive tariffs imposed on U.S. soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods.
Soybeans were the biggest U.S. export to China before Beijing halted purchases in response to President Donald Trump's tariff hikes. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might diffuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth, but there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in their sprawling conflict over trade and technology. The two sides are preparing for talks in October in Washington. I'm Zaria Shakili.
And this is VOA News. Saudi-owned satellite channel reported Saturday that an explosion fire hit a major Saudi Aramco oil processing facility in the kingdom's east. Saudi Aramco describes its oil processing facility there as the largest crude oil stabilization plant in the world. The facility processes sour crude oil into sweet crude, then later transports on to transshipment points on the Persian Gulf and Red Sea. Estimates suggest it can process up to 7 million barrels of crude oil a day. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is warning Europe to share the refugee burden or face a new wave of migrants as Turkey fears a new influx of Syrian refugees. Erdogan's threat coincides with a surge of migrants entering Greece from Turkey. According to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, 8,100 migrants arrived at the Greek islands in August. Syria's Idlib province is the last rebel enclave in that country's civil war and is under siege from Damascus forces. Earlier this month, the Turkish Red Crescent said 500,000 refugees fled toward the Turkish border to escape the fighting there. At a sound of reporters asking actress Felicity Huffman questions as she arrives at a federal court in Boston for her sentencing. She received a 14-day prison sentence for her role in a wide-ranging U.S. college admissions cheating scandal. The former Desperate Housewives television star was also given a $30,000 fine and 250 hours of community service during her appearance Friday at a Boston court. Huffman pleaded guilty in May to conspiracy and fraud for paying $15,000 to boost her daughter's scores on the SAT college entrance test. Before sentencing Friday, Huffman said she is deeply ashamed of what she's done and inflicted more damage than she could have ever imagined. Hong Kong police moved in to break up scuffles Sunday between pro-China protesters and those denouncing perceived Chinese meddling in and around a shopping mall at the start of demonstrations across the city after months of unrest. The pro-China demonstrators chanted support the police and China add oil at the Kowloon Bay Mall, adapting a line used by anti-Hong Kong government protesters and loosely meaning China, keep your strength up. The clashes spilled out onto the streets, with each confrontation captured by dozens of media and onlookers on their smartphones. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's VOA.